When we talk about deluxe, we always talk about it as pages, and that's because I think of it as an exploded book. And there are all of these different narratives that you can read into deluxe, which aren't linear narratives. You kind of jump around the grid from page to page, but it also has this very distinctive cast of characters. Can you talk a little bit about the idea of literature and narrative and how that plays into this as a project overall?
One of the things I love about moving through a written story or novel is that the character gets to become something slowly or not, or it might be revealed over time, or it's not something that is revealed right away. The sequence from Butterknife to Titanic is one of the few instances in Deluxe where you read left to right.
That group of prints is in the bottom row, starting with Butterknife.
Coconut oil is on top of the plasticine there. Over time, it will stain the pages and become more revealed. And that idea of something lurking underneath the page was related to the image next to it, Moby Dick, which features a story about a calypso singer that will have a role in John Huston's Moby Dick. And into that, I've added Ahab, who here is also Pegleg Bates. And some kind of Moby Dick is lurking behind the characters in the dory. There's also pomade in that piece, so there's this kind of slick that runs through the four works. The next work is ice or salt, and it's a kind of nonsensical question made by obliterating and reforming advertising text. And it tends to surround either these conscripted Whig ladies or the nurse characters, as if the nurse Rivers is asking what to put in a wound, or some chemistry you might need to enter Drexia.
The themes of Drexia are found throughout Deluxe. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Drexia is both the name of a band and this idea of a mutable Black Atlantis, mythical undersea world that holds the Middle Passage as a kind of origin myth. They're a group of three electronic musicians that see themselves as channeling oral hallucinations from the Middle Passage, a kind of alternate universe. And from there, I move to Titanic, which is a Ravine hair ad, and her hair's sort of lit up in flames, and the only thing that could put them out is perhaps this ice cube that is also sort of hanging at the bottom of her swollen lip, and that seems to relate to an etching of the Titanic at the bottom of the page.